The largest march was again in Milwaukee as the first of thousands of people went under a freeway and entered the city's downtown. They let out a huge roar. The marchers were of all ages. Some said they didn't speak English well enough to be interviewed. Others, including a Milwaukee woman who gave her name as Maria, said she's a citizen who supports giving undocumented workers legal status.
Not to call us a criminal. We're not criminals. We're workers, hard workers. That's it.
Some of the marchers say a House-passed bill authored by Wisconsin Congressmember Jim Sensenbrenner would be too harsh on some people who came to the U.S. for a better life. There were various signs criticizing the Republican lawmaker from suburban Milwaukee. At the end of the march, people spoke at a rally, and some who came to the U.S. longer ago praised immigration and blasted Sensenbrenner. John Gleason of the Irish Cultural Center said the lawmaker will someday pass away and meet his Irish grandmother in the hereafter.
And you better be wearing leather underpants, because she'll give you one swift kick up the backside, Mr. Sensenbrenner.
Over the weekend, Sensenbrenner blamed lax enforcement of laws limiting employers from bringing in undocumented workers as a key reason he supports a tougher measure. But he predicted a new immigration bill might not pass the Congress this year. Even so, the activists say they'll continue to reach across cultures for support, including altering a famous Woody Guthrie song.
In the squares of the city, in the shadow of the steeple, near the INS office, I see my people. And some are grumbling, and some are wondering if this land's still made for you and me.
Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Milwaukee.
This land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.